time for the Alex Smith Report.
Hey, from the jump, let's go. Come on, let's go. Hey, keep communicating, huh? Snap down calls.
Here we go, Z comeback, indigo, half right strong, 40.
Alex Smith.
Wide 80, wide set.
Smith in the shotgun, fires it off to Jordan Reed, stretches his arm across the goal line, and it's a Redskins touchdown. What a play.
Play action fake. He's got time. He's floating down the middle, looking for Richardson at the 10. Goes down at the 5, caught, and into the end zone for a Redskins touchdown. Smith takes, pumps, going over the middle, looking for Vernon Davis. Caught! Redskins touchdown! Looking for a screen to Bibbs. Finds him on the right side, breaks the tackle to the 20. Up the 15 to the 10. Capri Bibbs, Redskins touchdown!
Giants week.
Yes.
Giants week.
Moving forward.
Everybody loved, quarterbacks love throwing screens for touchdowns too. That last call right there.
Yeah, a lot of good calls. A lot of good calls.
That block by Sheriff was awesome on that play.
I don't know how he got that. How he got out there.
That kick out block. Yeah. I mean, sweet. Yeah, we're on to it. Giants week. Another big rivalry, big game, big division game.
Yeah, man. Yeah. You know what? Riggo brought something up earlier. I'd love to hear your opinion on the offensive line kind of feeding on Adrian Peterson and how it just seems that momentum builds during a game like that. Can you feel that happening?
I think so. I think the rhythm that we got in early, and I mean that from an offensive line standpoint, running the football, mixing it up, I think those guys felt good all game, especially with the run game. It's that was really versus that kind of D-line that feasts in pass situations. Mm-hmm. You know, they're a good D-line. They can get after the passer. They do all their games and stuff up front, the Marinelli stuff. And
yeah,
they get you in a pass situation, they're tough. Obviously, they got some good players, obviously starting with Lawrence. But in the run game, I think our guys, it's their turn. You know, it's their turn to get downhill and be the aggressor and really kind of set the tone. And I thought the nice thing was we were able to do that from the get-go. We started, got the run game going early. And you get those big guys in a rhythm. You get Adrian in a rhythm. And I thought that continued throughout the game. So, yeah, that was good to see.
I'd be interested to know how much it means for the whole team. I mean, especially the offense, the line, you, to see, and you guys know a little bit more what Adrian's actually playing through right now.
Yeah.
I mean, to see the performance he put on, refusal to go down a lot of those runs, knowing that he's dealing with some pretty serious stuff at the moment.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just kind of, I said this, I'd known Adrian a little bit. Mm-hmm. Going all the way back, you know, he and I were at the Heisman together a long, long time ago and seeing him around, you know, over the course of our careers, but didn't know him real well and was anxious to see, you know, when he came in for his workout and everybody's kind of, you know, saying he still looked great and explosive, and we signed him and was unsure about, you know, how he'd fit in, you know, with us here. I mean, here he's this guy, he's a future Hall of Famer and, you know, had been through a lot in his career, highs and lows and things. And I just was, it was pretty apparent immediately how well he fit in with this team, and not just the offensive line and the offense. I'm saying I think this team is a humble team. We're hungry. I think everybody's got a bit of a chip on our shoulder, and the entire building, I think, and I think that's a good thing. And I think Adrian meshed right away. I think everything that's kind of gone on, hey, he's this aging back, no gas left in the tank, that he doesn't have any juice, you know, yada yada yada. And I think he's determined that he was not going to go out like that, and just fit right in with us and our style and our mentality, the type of team we want to be. And I think you kind of see that manifested in these last 2 weeks, man. Yeah, he's dealing with a bunch of injuries, multiple injuries.
Right.
I mean, we're in the heart of the season, right? Multiple injuries, and to see him go out there and play like that, as are a lot of our guys up front. Mm-hmm. You don't hear about a lot of these guys dinged up and the stuff they're fighting through, and to see him go out against a physical team, we knew that was going to be a physical game. And the performance they put on certainly is one of the big reasons we came out with a W.
How are you fitting in? How are you fitting in? Because people witness your performances, and a lot is expected out of you. And might as well just ask you how you feel and what do you need to work on, I guess.
Oh, I mean, I think for me, yeah, I mean, as far as the fitting in with the team, I feel like I'm right there with the guys, with all those things I just talked about. I mean, that's where I'm at in my career. I mean, I feel like I got a ton left to prove. More than I ever have. I feel like I'm playing the best ball I ever have. I still feel like it's only the best is left ahead of me. I do think that, especially these last several weeks, that you come in on Monday or the day after the game, and there are situationally sometimes, you know, there's 5-6 plays, especially this last game, that I want back, that if I played differently, on those 5-6 plays, you know, we win by 2 scores, I think, on this last game. And they're all for different reasons. And I think the biggest thing for me is it's a little bit situationally sometimes being on the same page, getting up. I know that probably is lame to even hear, but like with the coaches and situationally that I'm thinking one thing and Jay was, the play came in for a different reason or all the different looks you could get in those situations. And we're close. And I think the key here is as we move forward is continuing to make more and more of them. Are you ever going to make all 6 of them? Probably not. But if you make 4, it's a different game, you know? And I think for me, that's the thing. I feel like we're heading in the right direction. I feel like I'm getting more and more comfortable, but it's continuing to make those handful of plays situationally as a quarterback and an offense that define games.
I mean, you missed 3 guys on Sunday too, in terms of, you know, no Crowder, Richardson, Thompson as well. But to be 4-2 and to feel like you guys still have a lot left to reach the ceiling.
Oh, no question. I think the biggest thing is finding ways to win games. Like you said, it's to correct those mistakes after a win and finding ways to win. You know, obviously it's easier. And I do think there's something to be said about a team building that confidence, being in these situations, offense, defense, special teams, all the different sides of it. There's a confidence that when you are in those situations again, you've been there, mm-hmm. right? You're battle tested. You're that much more prepared, at ease for those situations. You're easier to dial it in and focus on the situation, right? I don't think the stage and all those things, that stuff all kind of goes away the more you've been in these situations as a team.
How have you learned to not be hard on yourself?
I don't think you've learned not to. I think you learn to be honest with yourself and to be real, right? You don't take it personal. You walk in and absolutely no doubt that I could have told you those 5 plays before I watched the film, I knew them. You know, they're the ones that you wake up at 3 a.m. and you're just like, you can't go back to sleep because you're replaying it.
But people remind you all the time.
Oh, for sure. But yeah, I think you don't need to hide from it. Listen, I think the other way is you embrace it. Right. Absolutely. I got it. Yeah. I expect myself to make those, and I'm going to. And that's the mindset and getting them corrected. And then you flush it and you move on. Right. Yeah. And then we're on to the Giants. I'm watching the game last night. You get the film in yesterday. Even today, like you move forward, and you don't let it sit there and marinate. I think that the quicker you can be real with it, the more you can kind of I think be honest with yourself. The better you are moving forward.
4-2, and the best is yet to come.
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, I want to tell you guys a little bit about our friends at your local D.C. area. Meineke Car Care Center is a great place to get everything you need done to keep your car on the road. It's so important to maintain your car, and there are 19 Meineke Car Care locations in the greater Washington, D.C. area to help you do so. And now through October 31st, you can get up to a $100 Visa gift card when using your Meineke credit card with a purchase of $499 or more. You can see all the rules and regulations for this offer on Meineke.com. So don't get sidelined by car trouble this season. With services from oil change to brake repair, the team at Meineke has you covered. And right now, get a basic oil change for only $19.95. Save time by booking online at Meineke.com. Meineke, on with life.
Redskins Recon with Alex Smith.
We're going forward.
Everybody's going to take their licks in this game. It's not easy. And I think the guys that were mentally tough, that kept getting back up, that kept going at it, finding a way, getting better, never stopped improving in all aspects. I think I've strived to do that. I think I still strive to do that. It never ends. You kind of continue the chase.
I have a special question from a guy named Sonny.
Oh, all right.
Sonny.
Okay.
Sonny wants to know, why is Alex continuously warming up on the sidelines? And that's
great question.
It's obviously a joke, but we were watching it, and they're setting up for a field goal or our defense, and you are tossing it with some guys on the sideline continuously.
Yep.
Have you always done that?
So it's something I've kind of, I guess I've kind of grown in my career. You know, as I talk about all those little things you try out and you take with you, and one thing, especially as you get into like weather season for me. Mm-hmm. The football, I mean, you're handling the football every single play. And so for me, it's the touch, the feel of the ball, way more than keeping my arm warm. It's really way more of me just kind of playing the toss. I mean, a lot of times, we're like 10 feet apart. I mean, it's a little bit to kind of keep my arm warm, but you're pretty juiced up. That doesn't matter. For me, it's way more the feel of the football, especially here as the season's turn. You know, the leather, I don't know, there's something about it, the old school with me, like, I like the feel of the ball I do think in that game, you look at it, the ball handling, the turnover deal is a big deal. I mean, we came out plus two on the fumble side.
Yeah.
That's what that's about for me, and it's way more about the feel of the football.
Do you reject the balls ever? Do you ever reject the balls?
Well, no, our guys here do a great job. Yeah. And I feel like it's probably the older you get, all the old QBs are pretty particular about the footballs.
Yeah.
And I am. But luckily, our guys here, our equipment guys, do an amazing job. Shout out to Connor with the footballs. he does an awesome job. We've kind of adopted the baseball deal where we take the mud.
Yeah.
The mud and rub the balls down, and there's a whole little recipe they got going down there. But they turn out great, and I think it's even more important. It's really important actually in the summer when it's hot and humid and you're soaking your sweat, and then now even too, especially as it flips into kind of a, you know, some brisk weather and you get into cold and wet. Yeah, man, the balls, the feel of the ball is very particular, and I think those matter. I think that's a big deal when it comes to ball handling and fumbles and all that stuff.
Wow, well, just keep them things inflated, well,
that,
man.
That was the thing. Yeah. Well, see, I actually thought I had noticed that too a little bit as the years gone on. I always thought it had something to do with your shoulder because I know you had shoulder issues
nothing,
in the past.
Nothing to do with warming up. Yeah. As far as the shoulder goes, I mean a little bit. I mean every quarterback you periodically throw over there just to kind of stay, especially if the other offense has been on the field for a while. But for me it's a touch thing. It's just kind of the way I've been. You'll even notice, like, when I come out on, like, say there's a timeout, I come over to the sideline. They'll toss me a ball because I like the feel. So that's kind of the thing. That's my probably weird,
How about hearing when the crowd's going crazy? Is there a volume button
thing? The volume's plenty high. It's not the volume. It's that. Also, when the crowd gets high and Jay clicks on the clicker.
Right.
Well, so not only am I hearing his voice, but the crowd comes in on his mic as well.
Right, I got you.
So then all of that's spitting out. So not only am I hearing the crowd noise from the stadium, but I'm hearing it through the mic as well. The quality's gotten better, though. They've done a better job. When I first got in the league, you guys, I mean, I think fans would be shocked to have seen the setup of the speakers and the headphones.
Really?
Yeah, you would have thought it'd been all high tech. No, it's like they slab in like a pack of Ford AAA batteries, and you got these old, like, crusty headphones in here. I mean, I cut my ear so bad on one of them, had to get stitches. But yeah, it's not bad. Part of it, too, is everybody's excited. You get ramped up. Everybody. So then all of a sudden, you know, Jay thinks he's got to speak louder, or the play caller coming in, and you're trying to decipher, and so yeah, there's some static and white noise along with it.
Where were you when the fumble touchdown, fumble strip sack touchdown? Because that was about the loudest I've heard the stadium.
Yeah, on the sideline over there, and I'm watching. I forget the down and distance, but obviously I knew we had him backed up, and I remember just you're getting up and going nuts at that point. I mean, the high five and the guys going crazy, such a big play in the game, and to see the stadium explode. It was so awesome. Those are that like moment in time. You just you don't forget things like that.
Right.
You ever have to tell anybody to shut up in the huddle?
Rarely. No, yeah. I think
not
the bigger
up, but,
it's
yeah.
not shut up. No, I mean I think the biggest thing is like yelling at guys. Sometimes they'll be around the huddle, but they're not in the huddle.
Right.
And as a quarterback, you're always aware. You're always keeping your eye on the play clock, and you know you know sometimes when it's running down and you got to get in and. Some guy's like talking to a ref or a guy on the opponent's
on your
side.
Time, yeah.
And you're like, you know, get in the freaking huddle. Let's go. I probably use a different word, but.
No, I understand.
You know, so, but rarely am I telling guys to like be quiet. But yeah, sometimes you want to get the tempo going. You're like, get in the huddle. Or maybe I got a few extra points I'm trying to communicate on a long play call.
Right.
And I need them to get in and listen. So
I'm interested to hear quick thoughts on the Giants. Man, you got to watch them last night.
Yeah.
They're a team that's probably a little better than the record indicates.
For sure, without a doubt. I think you hit it, especially, I mean, to watch their defense. I mean, that's a really good offense they played last night.
Right.
And for the most part, I mean, until they ran that fourth quarter run play that scored. I mean, they played them pretty stout, kept them out of the end zone.
Yeah.
You know, they'd given up some yards, but it really kept them out of the end zone. And they've done that this year a little bit. They're a good defense. They make you prepare for a lot. They're an aggressive scheme. They bring it all over the place. I think you saw that last night with a lot of the pressure. They live by it. Mm-hmm. They're not afraid to roll the dice and come after you. And those were big play potential from both sides of the ball with a defense like this. But from a personnel standpoint, they're good from the front. You know, starts up front. You saw they got a bunch of pressure last night. I don't know how many sacks they had, three or four. They're good at the linebacker level and good on the back end as well.
Historically, this would look like a trap game for a lot of people. But to me, it looks like because of your defense and because of some mature personalities you have like yourself and AP, this is a different type of team. And the one game at a time mentality sticks out to me from the demeanor you guys have had after these wins.
Yeah, I hope. Yeah, I do think so. I think our mentality's kind of flipped. I think going back to a few weeks, the New Orleans game a little bit, just the sense of urgency, and I think that stayed with us, and we're going to need it to stay this week, no question. It's a good opponent. I think they're much better than their record, and we're going to be going up there. They're going to be back at home. Division game for them. They got a prideful football team. So, big game for us. We need another, obviously, all the things, right? Great week of prep, sense of urgency all week, and go up there to play another physical game.
All right, as we celebrate another Redskins season, the Virginia Lottery hopes that you'll join them in celebrating their own 30th birthday, because every time you buy a lottery ticket, you're supporting another team, Virginia Public Schools. Since 1988, the Virginia Lottery has raised over $9 billion for education, a victory that we couldn't have achieved without our loyal players. So on behalf of the Virginia Lottery, thank you, Virginia, for making their 30th season a winner. To help kick off their 30th birthday, the lottery is recognizing extraordinary Virginia Public School graduates through their Made in Virginia program. If you know a Virginia graduate you'd like to recognize as outstanding in their career or community, nominate them for the Made in Virginia Award. Winners will get money to award to the Virginia Public School of their choice. Entry period ends October 12th. For more details, go to madeinvirginia.com.
Time for Q's for the QB.
Are there any questions?
Be curious, not suspicious.
Any questions?
Question things, ask.
Come on, guys, there's no such thing as a stupid question.
So, just me and you. Let's. I guess you should establish this here quick, that Larry had to hop out just due to timing as he's going over to Rich Tandler's funeral. Yeah. I know you had dropped a line in your press conference. You actually ended up being the first person to talk, just for the sudden news.
Yeah, you know, you know, I'm obviously new here and didn't know him well, but I think the reputation of Rich, you know, in the building amongst his peers, you know, obviously was outstanding. He was a guy I think everybody thought very, very highly of, and obviously very saddened about the news and the loss. So, really sad. And obviously Larry had to take off to go do that. Sad news. I think it kind of speaks to the I think the entire environment about everybody involved in this thing, right? I mean, there's so many pieces to this, especially with the connection to the fans that is through, the media. Sad, definitely.
So, cues for the QB.
Yep.
Let's get to them here. We got some from all over the place. But first one, you know, this is the first, I haven't seen one like this. This guy on Twitter actually has your jersey as his picture. So I think he's a fan. But how would you describe your relationship with the head coach, Jay Gruden?
It's good. It's really good. You know, he's still always, I'll go back to this. People always ask me, like, back in April, an OTA start, and then, hey, how are things going? How's everything? And same thing in the summer, and then camp. Hey, how's everything going? And a little bit, it's like, it's great. Well, and of course it's great. It's April, it's May, it's June, it's July, it's August even. Mm-hmm. You know, like it hasn't really begun yet. You don't know real stress. Mm-hmm. We haven't been through this together until you get into the season. And I knew that. And so a little bit, I think we get in these situations, it's kind of what I talked about earlier a little bit, that it's, you kind of have to go through this together. You got to go through the fire together. You're going to get put in some, you know, there's going to be uncomfortable situations. There's going to be hard things. There's going to be highs, crazy highs. And, there's going to be, I'm sure for both of us, certainly mine, like, there's going to be dumb things you do in games. You're like, you know, and he's like, what were you thinking there? And I'm like, I don't know. You know, like,
well,
obviously.
All right, wait. So I have to ask about that real quick. What did he say when you ran out of bounds on that third down?
Yeah, like, what the hell are you doing, man? And I'm like, you know, like, yeah, I get it. I'm in my 14th year. You should never. And I thought for whatever reason, I had a chance to end the game. And I had glimpses of myself doing that, whether it be throwing there on the run or, and then all of a sudden I saw that line. And then you realize you're on the sideline and I'm trying to get my knee down as I'm going out of bounds. So, but yeah, just bonehead things like that happen periodically. Probably trying to do too much, maybe. Yeah. So, Yeah, but like that happens. But I think the best thing I appreciate about Jay is he is so upfront. He's so honest. There's no BS with Jay.
Right.
Like you walk in, he's going to cut straight to it. Usually it's with a pretty good jab. I mean, Jay is a sarcastic guy. So like you come in and there's going to be a good jab. Like you can't have thin skin with Jay.
Do you find conflict to be healthy, though, in these relationships?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, and not.
Right.
Yeah, like there's a certain amount of like not conflict, but yeah, realness. You got to be real with each other
to have a conversation.
You don't need to sugarcoat anything. Yeah. I don't need to. I'm like I said, this far along, I appreciate the honesty. I'm not a sensitive guy about any of this stuff. Mm-hmm. I've been through a lot, and Jay likewise. So I think I appreciate that, and that's what I tell him honestly. I'm like, don't ever BS me, sugarcoat anything. Like let's be real and constructive. Mm-hmm. And move and keep moving in the right direction, you know. And so I appreciate that about Jay. But yeah, I think for whatever reason, people. I mean, he can jab you now. Yeah. Like you come in and like screw any good plays you might have made the day before. I mean, the one he's gonna, you know, he'll remember the handful you screwed up and man, what the heck were you doing there? What were you thinking? You know. And so that's I like that. Yeah. He loves what he does. He loves teaching. He loves coaching. And so. I appreciate that a ton. So,
all right, let's get to one more. I'm interested to see your thoughts on the accuracy of this, but how is Dallas's aggressive cover three defense mixed with man concepts so hard to deceive for chunk yards?
It's not that it's like the deception. They're not a deception team, man zone. Mm-hmm. They are physical. They're going to press you on the outside, whether it be man or zone. Mm-hmm. You know, they got physical corners. Right. They teach that physical press. It comes from the Seattle type deal. Mm-hmm. And then they don't do a lot of defensively, but what they do really well, right? So that cover three mixed with a little bit of man, they've seen the gamut run against it. You know, they know all their vulnerabilities. Right. They know how to kind of combat it. They know what defenses try to do against them consistently. So they're kind of ready for it versus a team that does a ton. You know, and maybe doesn't know that. They know where they're vulnerable, and they know how teams try to get to them. Mm-hmm. And I think they'll oftentimes try to combat it quickly, especially the veteran guys. You see Sean Lee out there. He knows where they're vulnerable a lot, and he knows how teams consistently try to get them. So you see him do things. He diagnoses things pretty quick.
He's pretty good.
Yeah, and savvy player. So I think that's the tough thing. And I think all of that is predicated about from the front. Mm-hmm. I mean, all these defenses that don't do a whole
that
lot.
That are more simple on the back end. They trust a pass rush.
They don't. I mean, when the D-line is rolling, mm-hmm. And that's kind of anywhere. I mean, whatever the defense usually. I mean, if they got a good front, the defense is really good. You know, it makes sense. So they're playing good. You look at their numbers, run and pass, red zone, third down. I mean, they're a really good defense, and they've been playing really, really good this year thus far.
Would New York fall in a similar vein in terms of a little more simple with a good pass rush?
They probably do a little more, I would say, a little more active, I think, on the back end and the front end, especially in kind of situational football. Mm-hmm. They probably do a little more, maybe first and second down, similar. Mm-hmm. So, we'll see. We'll see how, and I think that you never totally know how they're going to treat us, how they view us, personnel-wise, their matchups. Do they feel good about some of their man matchups based on their personnel? So you try to diagnose all those things as the week goes on.
11th hour coming up.
Are uninvited pests ruining your plans? Let PMSI, the pest control partner of the Washington Redskins, handle it for you. Call today for your free inspection, and they'll work around your schedule to provide you the best solution possible to defend your home territory against pests of all kinds, including mold. Visit mypmsi.com for the game plan to control the pests on your home turf. That's mypmsi.com.
The 11th hour.
Lack of better cliche, they say, any given Sunday.
Yeah.
So Giants are 1-6, man. I mean, it's about as good of a 1-6 team in terms of having high level talent at a lot of different positions. And last night, again, a game that, you know, probably could have gone either way, and you know, they lose by 3. But I mean, this is the division games are always a little different, no matter.
Yeah. I mean, I think there's enough pride, and it's this early in the season with these division games that you know they're going to be. I mean, you know these are going to be hard fought. They're at home. They're gonna bring it. They're not gonna lay down. I mean, this is still a ton on the line. And like you said, I think you look at every game this year,
They played a bunch of good teams. They've been in it and had a chance and been a play or two away. So I absolutely. I mean, I think to expect anything less would be naive of us. Got to bring it all week. Got to expect a big physical game up there. We're getting to that point too here. We're getting into football weather. I mean, who knows what it's going to be like sometimes week to week. So, yeah, expect it. You know, got to. I mean, I think you said it. Any given Sunday, I mean, I remember playing these guys last year, same thing. They were on a skid and went up there, and they're still they're a tough place to play. They're a good football team. Yeah.
All right, Alex.
Thanks, Barry.
Your Redskins 365 update for this Tuesday, October 23rd. The Redskins off today, back in action tomorrow as they prepare for the New York Giants. And it'll be Alex Smith at the podium at noon, Jay Gruden at the podium at 2:50. Those will be live streamed on all Redskins social platforms and on Redskins.com and the Redskins mobile app. For more coverage of the Redskins' win over Dallas, and now we'll transition into another divisional game against the Giants this week. Keep it locked on Redskins.com.